This is the Aviact Moly of the 9th of February 2025. Original date 18th of January 2004. Maintain the awareness of being the direct children of the World Authority and keep all your powers in order. Today, all of you children everywhere are merged in waves of love. The special memories of Father Brahma have emerged in everyone's heart. From Amritvela, the rosary of memories in the hearts of both types of jewels, those who have received Sakar sustenance and those who have received Aviact sustenance, were reaching Bhaktada. The pictures of your memories of Bhaktada are visible in everyone's heart, and in the Father's heart is merged the love of all the children. In everyone's heart, the one loving song playing is My Baba, and the song playing in the Father's heart is My Sweetest Children. This automatic song, this unlimited song, is so lovely. In return for your loving memories, Bhaktada is giving multi-million-fold love-filled blessings from the heart. Bhaktada is seeing that even now, in this land and abroad, you children are merged in the ocean of love. This day of remembrance is the special day for making all the children powerful. Today was the day when children were crowned by Father Brahma. Father Brahma put the crown of responsibility for world service on the instrument children. He himself became unknown and gave children the tilak of awareness to make them the instruments in the corporeal form. He gave the children the crown of light, like himself, of the Aviact angelic form. He himself became Karavanhar, one who makes others act, and made the children Karanhar, the ones who do the work. This is why this day is called the Day of Remembrance, that is, the Day of Power. It is not just the day of awareness, for together with this awareness, you children have all received all of these powers as a blessing. Bhaktada is seeing all the children as those who are embodiments of all awareness. He is seeing you in the forms of those who are Master Almighty authorities, not with just some powers, but with all powers. Each child has received all of these powers from the Father as a blessing. As soon as you took your divine birth, Bhaktada gave you the blessing, may you be full of all powers. This is the blessing for every birthday. Use the powers you have received as a blessing. Each of you children has received them, but you become number-wise in using them. You can order the blessing of every power according to the time. If you become an embodiment of the blessings you have received from the bestower of blessings and order each power according to the time, that power will definitely then become present. When you, the Master who has attained the blessing, as an embodiment of awareness, order the powers, it is not possible that they are not used at that time. However, the Master should be seated on the seat of awareness of being a Master Almighty Authority. No orders are obeyed if they are given without being seated on the seat. When children say, Baba, I remember you, you become present. The Lord becomes present. When the Lord can become present, why would the powers not become present? Simply order them in the right way, with the authority of a master. All of these powers are your special godly properties at the confluence age. Who is the property for? The property is always for the children. So order them by right, whilst seated on the seat of an embodiment of awareness. Why should you labour? Order them. You are the direct children of the world authority. Let the intoxication of this awareness remain constantly emerged. Let each of you check yourself. Do I constantly have the natural awareness of being a soul who has a right to the world almighty authority? Do you have this awareness all the time or only sometimes? Nowadays, all of their fighting is because of wanting all rights, whereas all of you received at birth your godly rights and godly authority. So maintain the power of your rights. Remain powerful yourself, and also enable all souls to receive power. At this time, all souls are begging for power, samart, that is, powers, shaktiya. They constantly continue to beg for things in front of your non-living images. So the Father says, O powerful souls, give all souls power. Give them power, samarti. For this, it is essential for every child to pay attention to just one thing. Bapdada has given you a signal for this, and he has also seen in the result that the majority of children's thoughts and time are being wasted. For instance, if an electrical connection is even slightly loose, or if there is a leakage, you cannot get proper light, electrical power. Similarly, this leakage of waste doesn't allow you to create a powerful stage and constant awareness. Therefore, change the waste into best. Make a savings scheme. Check what percentage was used in the best way and how much was wasted throughout the whole day. If there was 40% waste or 20% waste, then save that. Don't think that only a little was wasted and that the rest of the day was fine. Because this habit of waste is being performed over a long period of time, it will deceive you in the last moments. It will make you number wise. It will not allow you to become number one. In the beginning, in order to check himself every night, Father Brahma used to hold a court every night. A court of what? Not of the children, but he would hold court of his own physical organs. He would order them, O mind, chief minister, this activity of yours is not good. You now have to work under orders. O sanskars, you have to work under orders. Why was there that fluctuation? What was the reason for that? Find a solution. Every day he held an official court. Hold your court in the same way. The court of self-sovereignty. Some children have sweet heart-to-heart conversations with Bapdada. They have personal chit-chats. Should Baba tell you? Many have personal chit-chats. They say, show me a picture of my future as to what I will become. You original jewels would probably remember how you used to ask Mother Jagadamba about your own picture. Mama, show us a picture of what we will be like. So, whilst having a chit-chat with Bapdada, some children still ask for their own picture. All of you must also have this desire, that it would be good if you were to receive your own picture. However, Bapdada says, Bapdada has given every child a unique mirror. What is that mirror? At present, you are masters of yourselves, are you not? Are you? Are you self-sovereigns? If you are, then raise your hands. Are you self-sovereigns? Acha. Some of you are not raising your hands. Are you masters to only a small extent? Acha. You are self-sovereigns, so congratulations. So the chart of a master of oneself is the mirror that shows the face of your future status. Do you have this mirror? All of you have received it, have you not? It is clear, is it not? There aren't any dark marks on it, are there? There may not be any dark marks, but sometimes, when there is hot water, the mirror steams up and becomes misty. For example, when it is foggy, the mirror becomes such that you cannot see clearly in the mirror. Everyone must have experienced this at the time of bathing. So, if even now one of your physical organs is not totally under your control, they are under your control, but sometimes they aren't. For instance, any physical organ, your eyes, mouth, ears, or even your feet that sometimes go into wrong company, in which case even your feet are not under your control. You would go and sit in a gathering. You would sit down and listen to the wrong stories of the Ramayana or the Bhagavad, not the right ones. So if any of your physical senses are not under your control, and that also includes thoughts and time, you can check from this that since you don't have any controlling power over your own sovereignty, how would you control the kingdom of the world? So how would you become a king? There everything is accurate. You automatically have controlling power and ruling power as your reward for the efforts you made at the confluence age. So if you lack controlling power and ruling power at this time, the confluence age, it means that if effort is lacking, so what would the reward be? You are clever in calculating this, are you not? Therefore, look at your face in this mirror. Look at your own face. Which face comes in front of you? That of a king? That of someone who is part of a royal family? A royal subject? Or an ordinary subject? So did you see your picture? Check with this image. Check every day, because attainment for a long time is based on your efforts for a long time. If you think that you will automatically have unlimited disinterest at the end, Then in the final moments, would that disinterest be the final moments? Or would it have been for a long period of time? You would not say that that was a long period, would you? So did you become a complete master of yourself for 21 births? You may not sit on a throne, but you should have a right to a kingdom. This long period of time has a connection with the reward for a long period of time. Therefore, do not become careless. As yet, the date for destruction has not been fixed. You don't know whether it will be another 8 years or 10 years. You don't know that. So don't think that it will happen in the time that is still to come. No, before thinking of the end of the world, first of all, think about the final period of your own life. Do you have a date fixed? Do any of you know that you are going to die on this date? Does anyone know this? You don't, do you? The world is to end, and that will happen at its own time. But first of all, think about your own final period and remember the slogan of Jagadamba. What was her slogan? Consider every moment to be your final moment. It has to happen suddenly. You won't be given a date, neither for the world nor for your final moments. All of this is a game about everything happening suddenly. Therefore hold your court. O King, O self-sovereign King, hold your own court. Keep it in order, because the praise of the future is that there will be law and order. It will be natural there. There will be a balance of both love and law. It will be natural. It is the law that if someone is not a king, he cannot pass a law. Nowadays, people continue to make laws. Nowadays, even policemen take the law into their own hands. However, there will be a natural balance of love and law. So now remain set on the seat of an almighty authority. Then all of those physical organs, powers and virtues will say, yes my lord, to you. They will not deceive you. Yes, I am present. So, what will you do now? What celebration will you celebrate next year on the Day of Remembrance? All the zones have celebrations, do they not? You have also had many honouring ceremonies. Now celebrate the ceremony of the success of every thought and every moment. Celebrate this ceremony. All waste should now end, because when you become images of success, souls will attain the success of being fully satisfied. From being hopeless, the lamps of pure hopes will ignite everywhere. When there is any type of success, they ignite lamps, do they not? Now ignite the lamps of hope in the world. Every soul has one type of hopelessness or another. Because of hopelessness, they are distressed and in tension. Therefore, O imperishable lamps, now celebrate the Diwali of the lamps of hope. First yourselves, and then everyone. Did you hear this? Bap Dada is pleased to see the love of you children. The percentage in the subject of love is good. Why have you arrived here having made so much effort? What brought you here? Was it the train or the plane? It was love that brought you here. You arrived here on the plane of love. So you have passed in the subject of love. You are now masters in being almighty authorities, and so you have passed in that subject. So these elements, Maya and the sanskars, will all become your servants. They will wait for their master's orders at every moment. Father Brahma too, as a master, made such internal subtle effort in such a way that you weren't even aware of how he became complete. The cage opened and the bird flew away. The cage of karmic accounts of the corporeal world and the physical body opened and the bird flew away. Father Brahma is now also invoking all of you children with a lot of love from the depths of his heart, saying, come quickly, come quickly, come now, come now. So you have received wings, have you not? Now all of you have to perform this drill in your hearts in a second. Do it right now. Finish all thoughts. Perform the drill, O Baba, sweet Baba, lovely Baba. We are now about to become those with avyakt forms, just like you, right now. Baba conducted drill. Acha. To all of you loving and powerful children everywhere, to all the self-sovereign children, and so the children who have a right to the world, to all the intense effort-making children everywhere, who remain seated on the seat of a Master Almighty Authority, to the world sovereign children, who as their constant masters, order the elements, sanskars, powers and virtues. To those who bring completion and perfection close, like the Father. To all of you children in every corner of this land and abroad. Bapdada's love, remembrance and namaste for the day of power. Who is Bapdada especially remembering right now? Child Janak. She sent a special message that she would definitely be present in the gathering. So whether you are from London, America, Australia, Africa, Asia, or the whole of Bharat, to all of you children, love and remembrance, personally by name and speciality. You are all receiving personal love and remembrance, are you not? Acha. Today Baba also remembered those from Madhuban. They are sitting at the front. All of you from Madhuban, raise your hands. All the arms of Madhuban. All of you from Madhuban especially receive the fortune of your renunciation in a subtle way because you live in Pandavbhavan, Madhuban, Shantivan. However, those who are to meet Baba receive a chance, whereas those from Madhuban just watch as observers. However, Baba always remembers those from Madhuban as those in his heart. The name and trace of waste in Madhuban should end. Be great in doing service and in your stage. Be great in everything. Is this all right? Baba doesn't forget those from Madhuban, but those from Madhuban are given the chance to have renunciation. Blessing. May you give others a view of the sparkle of contentment on your forehead and become an image that grants visions. The sparkle of contentment constantly continues to sparkle on the foreheads of those who constantly stay content. If any unhappy soul sees them, that soul also becomes happy, and their unhappiness finishes. Everyone is automatically attracted to those who have the treasure of the happiness of contentment. Their faces of happiness become living boards that give the introduction of the one who made them. So become such jewels of contentment who stay content and make others content so that many can have visions. Slogan: It is the duty of those who hurt others to hurt, and it is your duty to protect yourselves. Have love for solitude and imbibe unity and concentration. Just as a coconut is cracked and a ribbon is cut at an inauguration, in the same way, cut the ribbon of one direction, one strength, one faith and unity, and break a coconut of contentment and happiness with everyone. Water the earth with this, and then see how much success you have. Om Shanti.